You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us back in time to ancient Ireland for the legend of the Banshee.
Today, we visit a wee bit of Irish folklore and legend to explore the mysterious origins of the Banshee, a female spirit whose notorious scream, called a keening, is a harbinger of death's imminent visit. Only those of Irish descent ever hear the scream of the Banshee, and according to this ancient legend, all of the great families of Ireland have their very own such traveling omen. Like many of the figures from Celtic mythology and lore, the Banshee is a shape-shifter of sorts, who can change her appearance. Depictions of her include an old woman with red eyes and a long white dress, a mature matronly figure often depicted as headless, and a beautiful young woman wearing a white shroud. Interestingly, each of these depictions represent a separate manifestation of Morrigan, the Celtic goddess of war and death. Since Morrigan also appears in Celtic lore as a crow, some stories describe the Banshee as a bird who shows up to tap at a window. But this is confusing the dual aspects of Morrigan, for the crow is actually a warning of war. This confusion, however, is likely to be the origin of a prevalent legend that to have a bird fly into a window or door of one's home is an ill omen. Throughout history and across virtually every known culture, there is the prototype of a messenger of death, something or someone that comes as a warning. Celtic lore is no different, and indeed might be the origin point for much of the other such legend that exists in the Western world. Why this is almost universally true across human societies is not difficult to discern. In its own way, to have a warning or a prophecy of death is for us to be able to exert some control over what is otherwise beyond us, the fate that ultimately awaits every living thing, our own deaths. Although any written record of the Banshee dates to about the 8th century, this is a legend that is much more ancient, perhaps as old as the Celtic culture itself. Through connections to actual events, the legend became even more culturally cemented into the modern age. The historical narrative of Great Britain acknowledges the Banshee in some rather interesting ways, including an actual regicide that took place in the early 15th century. It is frequently reported from contemporary sources that in the early weeks of 1437, the King of Scotland, James I, was approached by an old woman at his court who warned him that he would soon die. Other accounts say the king claimed he had seen a banshee who told him he would soon be murdered. In fact, his murder was actually quite imminent. On February 21st of that year, James I was taken prisoner as part of a conspiracy among Scottish lords led by the Earl of Athol. During his attempt to escape, King James found himself trapped in a dead-end tunnel at the Blackfriars Monastery in Perth, was surrounded and assassinated. However, the Queen escaped to Edinburgh, taking with her the 6-year-old future King James II of Scotland. Public opinion swiftly turned against the conspirators and they were executed after suffering torture for several days. At their trials, the stories first began to surface about the king's reported visit from a banshee, and it appears in virtually every chronicle of his murder. There is compelling evidence of the effect of such lore on our culture even today. The expression, to scream like a banshee, has made its way into our current vernacular, as we still use this mysterious ancient manifestation to describe most unpleasant noises.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.